I'll go home right after this. Right after this. I promise. This was 1993. If you split away from the world, if the world splits away from you, and it keeps returning to you as a Christmassy anecdote a long time later, you're going to want to tell it even if you never do remember it exactly right. Thanks for letting me tell it. Christmas Eve. The bar I was managing, this was in Tucson, was empty. So I had sent the bartender home. But two elderly women were there who wanted for me to acknowledge that they saw me poring over my errors in the books. They had toasted. They had picked up and put down their drinks and held hands on the tabletop and let their hands go. For nearly an hour, it went on like that. Sometimes they glanced my way. I pored over the empty place and over them. I figured they were about 70 years old or even a lot older. They were in party dresses, velvety red and redder velvety red, and the dresses, lots of cleavage, were way too young for them. Well, that's what I thought. I was almost 30, and I had the ideas a man has about old breasts. They look at you. They looked at me. I mean the women looked at me. I think they saw I was cleavage watching, and I didn't, and I don't think they minded. And finally, we made eye contact. We hadn't made eye contact in all that time. Something barroom clever would follow, of course. There's time while you're drinking to figure out the clever things that are in other circumstances afterthought, am I right? They had touched arms and leaned shoulders in. At the time, I would have called it gag-worthy. They were all over each other. The effect was that their two old lady perfumes fused and kind of scent-bombed the place. They were there, in the mushroom cloud of it. I was there. Nobody else was there. Something was going to be said, and it would be what is said in stories in bars, which are just about the only places where people can make every part of the story they're in. On a holiday in a bar empty except for the manager, people will exchange the gift of saying things that have been saved, that they can carefully package and offer to each other wrapped up the best they know how. I had observed that innocent effort. I had noticed how it feels so good to people to be unawkward. They will want to let you listen in as long as you stay behind the bar. You have to stay behind the bar. They brought their foreheads together. A kind of foreplay waddle wobbling happened when they giggled. They kissed. God. At the very same moment, their eyes closed. I pored over them. I don't believe they were making a show of it for me. I don't believe they had that need. I do believe it. I do believe it sometimes. It depends on how I am and where. I hated them in so many ways. I hated them for no good reason, and the hatred doesn't seem to end. I closed my ledger. More of their touching, the contact of their pudding flesh arms, their mottled wrists and hands, the stink cloud spreading, lowering. An end of some kind was coming, but coming in an old lady's getting it on and about to grind it old style kind of way. I waited for them to acknowledge that I closed my ledger because of them. The clever thing I offered was what I could offer. It was the perfectly predictable right thing to say, and better than Merry Christmas. Get a room, I said. They leaned back from each other. They separated, two not-so-tall anymore candles burning at one table. I still haven't figured out how to describe it right, how to account for it. It was like wind blew them hotter and brighter and almost out, but not. I listened to what they said to each other. Thanks for letting me tell it. What did they say? A lot of time has passed, but I'm pretty sure it was this. 40 years ago, she fell in love with me. I did. I fell hard. Now, she tells me,